Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Samech Gimal. Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilui Nishmat Chacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanichem beGan Eden. Amen. We are going to start on Samech Bet, Amud Bet. And we will begin 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Mor Zutra. No, actually we'll start Tanya from the first word on the line, 4 lines from the bottom. Tanya. Acharim Omrim, Acharim say. Now of course whatever it says in the Gemara, Acharim, we know that to be Rabbi Meir. Acharim Omrim, Hikdim Mulim La'arelim Kasher. So now we go back to the discussion of Korban Pesach, and we know that if one has a Kavanah at the time of the Shechita that he's going to sacrifice for Arelim, for non-circumcised members or people, so we say the Korban is Pasul. So here, the Bimir discusses where a person has a combination. He has a dual Kavanah. So he starts off by saying, "Hikdim mulim la'arelim kasher." So the guy started off, Kavanah number one, I'm doing it for mulim, for the circumcised. And then he has a second Kavanah for the non-circumcised. The deen over there is kasher. Arelim le mulim pasul. But if he puts arelim before mulim in his Kavanah, the Korban is pasul. Now, I want to point out that right away is at odds with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah clearly said, if you have a Kavanah for both, it's okay. The Gemara and our Mishnah did not make a chinuk, which Kavanah you had first and which Kavanah you had second. So the Gemara says, "Mai shena mulin na'arelin de kasher." What's the reason if you put mulin first before arelin? Why is it kasher? Dechula orla ba'inan veleka. Because in order for the Korban to be invalid, the Kavanah has to be kula orla, meaning for all arelim. And you don't have it because you incorporated mulin. So arelim the mulin. So even if you put arelim first before mulin, nameh kula orla ba'inan veleka. The same sevara. So long as you have a combination in Kavanah, so what's the difference even if you put arelim first in your Kavanah? Bottom line, you had Kavanah also for the circumcised. So the Gemara says, Lema kasavre acherim, unless we say that maybe acherim holds, ena l'shechita ela l'besof, that he holds regarding the law of shechita, the law of shechita is not until the end. What does that mean? I'll explain you that principle immediately. When a person makes shechita, slaughtering an animal, there's two ways of looking at it, when exactly the shechita takes place. You could look at it as the shechita is one long action, and it takes place from the time that you put the sakin in the animal's neck and you start to cut. It is all considered ma'aseh shechita, from the beginning until the end. Beginning, as you start to cut, until you actually cut the two simanim, the two signs that you have to cut the majority of them. That would be a principle that says, yeshna l'shechita mitchila ve'ad sof. There's another shita that says no, that shechita only is besof, meaning all that you're doing up until you get to those two simanim is all considered hechsher. It's all preparation. It's not shechita. When does shechita come? The moment the knife comes in contact with those two simanim and touches it, at that point, that one cut of the rov simanim, that's considered shechita. So there's only shechita the besof. Now, of course, there's tremendous nafkaminot between how you look at shechita. For example, if you're saying certain kavanot are posel the shechita,
So if you're holding that up until the end, it's not considered shechita. So therefore, kavanot for different things that would normally be pasul during one of the avodot, it's not considered one of the avodot yet until the end. So the Gemara wants to say, trying to understand Rabbi Meir's logic here. Why does he say arelim first, mulim second, and kavana is pasul? So they start to build. They say, he must hold that in the law of Shechita doesn't hit until the end. And the Gemara says, uch de Rava, following the same reasoning of Rava, the Amar Rava said, Adayin hi machloket. Rava said, it is still a argument. Hilkach higdim mulin arelin. If you put mulim first, mulin haile, arelim no haile. The circumcised kavana applies. These kavana for the arelim does not apply. Higdim arelim ne mulim. But if you put arelim first, arelim haile, the kavana of arel hits, umulim lo haile. But the kavana for mulin is not hal. That's the answer. Now we're going to read Rashi to understand exactly what this is referring to. So let's start from the top of Rashi. Adayini Mahloket. Rava made that statement. Rava said, Adayin hi Mahloket. It is still a Mahloket. What was Rava referring to? Gabe Tfos Leshon Rishon. You remember we had a great Mahloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef regarding the law of Tfos Leshon Rishon or Tfos Af Leshon Acharon. I'll review the case with you. The case was a guy had an animal. And he came along and he said that he wants this animal to be Timurat Ola, Timurat Shelamim. He wants it to take the place of an Ola, meaning he wants to be an Ola, and he wants to be also as well a Shelamim. So we learned that, according to Rabbi Meir, what he means to say is, it's an Ola. Because he held Tfos Leshon Rishon. And he changed his mind when he came to Shelamim, but it's too late to change your mind. Once you say, Timurat Ola, the animal becomes sanctified as a Korban Ola. So what do you do according to Rabbi Meir? You sacrifice the animal as a Korban Ola. Yeah, but what about the Shelamim that he said? Pay no attention to it. Consider that he changed his mind, but it's too late. Rabbi Yosef in that case said, no. Tfos af leshon acharon. Now the animal is both Ola and both Shelamim. Well, you can't bring an animal, one animal, as an Ola and a Shelamim. So what did Rabbi Yosef say you do? You take the animal, you let it graze. Let it graze until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, the deen is you could sell it with the new monies that you got from selling this blemished animal, buy two korbanot. One for an Ola and one for a Shelamim. So that's the famous machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, regarding Tfos Leshon Lishon and Tfos Leshon Acharon. So comes the Rashi, says, Gabe Tfos Leshon Lishon, De'eflege Rabbi Yosef, Be'omer, Hare ze temurat Ola, temurat Shelamim. Hare zu temurat ola, devre Rabbi Meir, detfos leshon, rishon. Rabbi Yosef omer devarav kayamim. Everything he said is standing. De'af pigmar devarav adam netfas. Good. So that's the machloket. V'ibaye lehu amar, hetzia ola v'hetzia shelamim. New case the Gemara asks over there. What's the question? Guy says, animal in front of him, I want it to be half Ola and half Shelamim. So now there is no question according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that you tofes both the beginning and the end. So now you got to do the same thing. Got to take the animal, let it graze, sell it, and you got to go buy, an Ola and buy a Shelamim. The question is, would Rabbi Meir agree in such a case? Why? So now the Gemara says, the Rashi, Mi mode ba Rabbi Meir, o lo, Mi amrina tamad Rabbi Meir, mishum dinim lachu. You'll say the logic of Rabbi Meir normally is what? Because he changed your mind. Right? When he says Ola and then he says Shelamim. Well,
It's too late to change your mind. Once you say Ola, the animal is an Ola. וכיוון דחל שם עולה תולה פקע. And once it's an Ola, you cannot go off. אבל, כי אמר לחצאין. But when you say half, לקה לממר אחר. Maybe you'll say half is nothing. Could you make something half an Ola? So therefore, could be that once you say half Ola, it's not hal yet anything. Therefore, you have an ability to give it another shem. Or dilma, kevan de pashta ba kedushat olah beresha tu lo hayla kedushat shelamim. Or do you say no? When you say I want it to be half olah, could be at that point the olah goes half. Once it goes on half, it just travels to the whole animal, and therefore again, it's too late. You cannot make it shelamim. So the Gemara knows what the bimir holds by Ola and then Shilamim. The Gemara wants to know what will his opinion be when it's Hatsi Ola and Hatsi Shilamim. Does he state his opinion? Meaning, and he just said that, Tfos Lashon Nishon, and all things in Ola. Or does he say, no, since he only said half Ola, maybe there's room to say that the Shilamim can be Tofes, like Rabbi Yosef would say. Ba'amar Abayeh, so Abayeh came along and said, Beha Vadai Modi Rabbi Meir. So Abaye answered the question. Yeah. In this case, Rabbi Meir is Modeh, that what? It's considered Ola and Shelamim, just like Rabbi Yosef. No machloket in this case. Rava Amar Adayin Hi Machloket. Those were the words of Rava was mentioned. Those words, Adayin Hi Machloket, now you know the context of them. Which means he said, even in that case, Rabbi Meir is arguing that what? Tfos Lashon Lishon, even in a Hatsi case, Tfos Lashon Lishon, and therefore what? The animal is going to be only an Ola. Just as if you would have said, Kula Ola, Kula Shilamim. Oh, so now the Gemara says, and as she continues, good. Again, the logic being over here, when he says half Ola, half Shelamim, you see that he wasn't interested in retraction because he wants half it to be this and half it to be that. In the case where he wanted all Ola and then he says all Shelamim, there's a retraction going on. Hey, too late to retract. But could be, you'd say to be, it will say in a case where half and half, because you want both. Kamash malam, no. Rava says, Adaini Mahloket. When he says Hef Ola, what's the pshat? The whole thing becomes an Ola immediately. You can't say Hef Ola. The whole thing is Ola now. So therefore, the Shelamim has no Tefisa. Abaye on the other hand says, no. Rava holds, Abaye holds, Rabbi Meir in this case, he'll be more there. So if we have a Mahloket, Abaye and Rava, legabe a case of Hatsi Ola, Hatsi Shelamim, what Rabbi Meir's opinion is. Continue Rashi. The Utve Rava la Abaye. So now Rava brings a question to Abaye, meaning he's going to bring a proof to himself. Meshuhet et azevach le'echol kezayit pehutz kezayit le'machar. Okay, a guy now slaughtering an animal. He's having a dul kavana. He's having kavana that he wants to eat a kezayit of it outside of its place, which is a psul. And then he has kavana also that he wants to eat a kezayit of it outside of its time, past its time. Now that's not only a psul, but that's called pigul. We always know that the psul of chutz lazman is worse than chutz lamakom. Chutz lazman can bring to a situation of pigul where if the person eats it, he'll get karet. Chutz lamakom, it's isur, but it doesn't have a karet. This guy now had double kavana. It's a case. The guy said, I want to eat one of the kezetim of this animal. The animal has 100 kezetim, more. Right? So he's splitting this kavanah. He says, I want one kezait I'm going to eat outside its time, meaning 3 days from now. And one of the kezetim I'm going to eat outside its place, meaning I'm going to eat it outside Yerushalayim, let's say. What's the deed? The kapalig Rabbi Yehuda Drabanan. So we have a machlok Rabbi Yehuda and Drabanan in this case. Ve'amar kerebi me'ir. Now,
Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Rabbi Meir, Tfos Lishon Lishon. Again, take the first Lashon. Dekamar, Zeh Aklal, this is the rule. Kol Shemachshevet Zman Kadma Lemachshevet Makom Pigur V'chayim Alav Karet. Rabbi Meir has a shita. The shita is like this. If the Zman comes before the Makom Kavana, it's Pigul. If the Makom comes before the Zman, it's not Pigul. It's a rule. Which means, according to this, as long as you got your Zman Kavana, which is the bad Kavana, first, I don't care what followed it. Even if it was followed by a Chutz to Makom, already it's considered Piguli animal. Lo Yiratzeh, whoever eats is going to get Karet. And the Hiddush is what? You see over here, how's it working? It's working according to the way Rabbah's bringing down Tfos Lashon Lishon. Now here, it's possible for both to hal. Because you're saying one kezayit chutz lezman, it's one animal.
No, two kezayitim.
The animal has 100 kezayitim. It's a big animal. So he, in his mind, he's splitting. He's like, well, one kezayit chutz lezman, one kezayit chutz lemakom. And still, what is the Yehuda saying? Tfos Lashon Lishon. So Rabbah says, you see, even in the case of Hetzi, where you could split it, according to Rabbi Meir, you don't split it. And what do? Tfos Lashon Lishon. Let's read Rashi. Lo shena ba'avodah achat, ve'lo shena b'shtei avodot. Doesn't matter if he had this dual kavana in one service, or he had this dual kavana in two services. She'ishev ba'avodah sheniya machshevet psul, batar machshevet pigul. Meaning, let's say in the shechita he thought pigul, chutz lazman, on one kezayit. In the kabbalat adam, he thought machshevet chutz lemakom, in another kezayit, doesn't matter. Since Pigul came first, according to this opinion, it's Pigul, it's Lo Yiratzeh, it's Karet. Lo Mafka'le Miyad Pigul. Why? Ditfos Leshon Rishon. That's the Biyuda, in understanding that case. V'Rabbanan Savre, Af Pigmar Devarav Hu Nitfas. Rabbi say, no. In this case over there, you're Nitfas, not only on the first thing to you thought about, the first words that came out of your mouth, but you also nitfas on the second words. Let's say if it's in one avodah, it's two kavanot in one avodah. Velo karev matir kemitzvato. If you remember, we learned on the previous da, the rabbis had a special shita by pigul. Their shita was as follows. It's not enough to have kavana chutz lazman to be over pigul karet. That's got to be the only psul in the korban. Which means from the time that you had the kavana of chutz lazman, everything else, you cannot have any other psul attached. If there's another psul attached to it, your pigul is nullified. Therefore, in this case over here, there's never going to be a pigul, because even if the guy thought in one avodah, as you're doing the avodah, he's thinking, first, kezayit, chutz, lazman. Second, kezayit, chutz, namakom. Already is the psul over here. Different psul? Pigul cannot be hal. The animal will be invalid, let's say, but it's not considered pigul of karet. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Vanan ba'inan, delo leve psul acharina. According to the rabbis, there cannot be another psul. Because it says the word harzah, from that word we learned, it's got to be kosher the rest of the way through. Alma, here's the point. Man de itle tfos leshon rishon, afilu lahatzain itle. We see over here that the opinion of tfos leshon rishon Rabbi Meir, he must hold it, what? Even the case of Hetzi, even the case where you can say both. Why? There's a lot of zayits in a korban, which means there's enough to have kavanah. This is chutz lazman. Next kezayit will be chutz lemakom. Both can exist simultaneously. I mean, you don't have to say it's a retraction. And still, what does Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says tfos leshon Rishon, and therefore it's going to be considered, if Zman came first, Pigul, incidentally, Rabbi Meir must hold that you don't have to have it kosher the rest of the way through. Because even though you had a chutzla makom kavana after, he doesn't hold like the rabbis like that. He holds, as long as you got the pigul first, I don't care what follows it. He doesn't hold that dirasha of hartza'ah of the hachamim. So the Gemara says, "Upalig Rabbi Yehuda va'ama upalig Rabbi Yehuda," and you see the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is clearly what that it's going to be considered isut tfosta shonishot. So that was Rava's proof against Abaye to show adayin he mahloket, which means I'll show you that in a case where the guy had kavana hatsi ola. Hatsi shalamim, even in that case, Rabbi Meir says, tfos tashon nishon. My proof? From the case of kezayit chutz lezman, kezayit chutz lemakom, where similar, you can say both, it's not a retraction, and still Rabbi Meir holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tfos tashon nishon. That was Abba's proof. Good? So Abaye comes back to Rava. See, the only way you can understand this Gemara is that she's giving you the history of this whole conversation, and then you can understand the context of what our two lines of Gemara say in Zevachim. Zevachim. So comes the Gemara, and yeah, the top of that she says, Pinnik Bit, Zevachim. Now, so Abaye comes back to Rava and says, no. Mi savart ena l'shchita ela l'besof v'hada machshavahi.
You're misinterpreting.
What you think that there's only one machshavah, which means you must be holding that the Bimeir holds that shechita is lebesof, meaning the shechita is really just at the last cut. And if you say the shechita is at the last cut, so which is right before you're about to cut the simanim, so there's no room for two kavarot over there. There's only room for one kavana. So therefore you must hold that what? That when the guy says kavana for kezayit of zman and kezayit of makom, only one of the kavanot go tofes tashon nishon. He says, no. Yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'ad sof. He says, no, you got it all wrong. There is shechita from the beginning until the end. From the beginning of the cut till the end, it's all considered shechita. Therefore, uchgon. You know what the case is? The amar siman rishon chutz lezmano, v'sheni chutz lemkomo. Look at this. You could split up the shechita. I could say like this: the first siman that I cut, so you have the windpipe and the esophagus. Okay, those are the two vayze kanein deveshet. Okay. Those are the two simanim that you got to cut to for an animal to be kosher. So the guy's kavanah like this: when I'm cutting the first the kaneh, my kavanah is what holds the zman. And then what? When I cut the veshet, my kavanah is what holds limkomo. That's the way in the shechita itself. There's room to have two kavanot. Now the Rabbi Meir savar mefaglin besiman echad, and the Rabbi Meir will say holds that for an animal to be pigul, you don't have to have the pigul in two simanim. Even if you were mefagel one siman, meaning you had kavana pigul in one siman, it's going to be considered enough. Right? Even on the first one. So basically what Abaye is trying to come and say is, you have no proof from this case over here, which means this case over here, it's not working midin tfos leshon rishon over here. Here it's working that what? You made a shechita, and there's stages in the shechita, and therefore, at stage one, when you're making the shechita, you have a kavana for chutz lazman. At that point over there, it's a legitimate kavana, it's an avodah, right? It's an avodah of cutting a siman, therefore already the animal can become pigul, even in one siman shechita. Then what? When you go to the next chutz lamakom, so according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter already once you get to chutz lamakom. Once you have chutz lazman first, it'll be pigul, and therefore it's karet if the guy eats it. So if it's not working according to this pshat of that tfos leshon lishon, as he said, michlal, here's the line now, deravad deutve meha
Svira le alibad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda te'en l'shechita el basof v'chula machshava besof shechitahi v'avi rehada machshava v'nimlach leka lememar da'ab b'shte zetim hishev.
It's reviewing the whole thing. Must be that Rabbah that says Rabbi Meir is arguing in this case, meaning that the Bimeir holds what? Two zetim. He's going to say that the machshava, the shechita, doesn't hit until the end, till the sof of the korban, and therefore at that point over there, it's all considered one machshava, because that's all you can have. You can have more machshavot at that. You can't split the machshavot at that point, and therefore what? You're going to say tfos leshon rishon, even though there's many kazetim. Still we're going to say, pay no attention to the second thing that came out of his mouth, even though technically you can't, because there's many kizetim, and therefore what? Say that, first of all, so proof to what? Rabbah is proving two things now. Number one, in the case of a hetzi, Rabbi Meir argues. Number two, yeshna l'shchita dafka lebesof. And you see Rabbi Meir argues. V'ayinu damrinan hacha. Now we get to our Gemara. Lema kasav le'acherim. Our Gemara says, in the case where the guy did what? First arelim, and then mulim. What did Rabbi Meir say? By the way, it's the same Rabbi Meir, it's acherim. What did Rabbi Meir say? Pasul. Mulim arelim, kasher. So that she finishes off and says, Lema kasav le'acherim eno shchita el basof. V'chol machshevet shechita, and all the machshavav shechita lo mehen ya'ela imken chishev b'gemara, which means since shechita is only at the end, so at that one point when he's cutting, the guy has a kavana arelim mulim. There's no room for the mulim tis. So what's going to be the deen? It's like he did it kula la arelim. What's the kula la arelim? Pasud. Kuchtirabat amaratam adayli machloket beomer lachatzain. Which means all we prove from the case of Chatzain is that the Bimir holds yesh l'shchita lebesof. And if once you say shchita is lebesof, in this case over when he's slaughtering the animal, he had two kavanot, arelim, mulin. Once you said arelim, that's kavanah, it's over. So therefore, what's the deal? It's like he did it kula l'arelim. V'atken itel Rabbi Meir en l'shchita lebesof. V'achelim haynu Rabbi Meir. Same rabbi, Hilkach, Bigmar Shahita, and Shahut Tomash Nedevarim. There's no time to have Kavanah, or say two things. To say two things. So it's 1 second. The Echad Digdim Mulim Arelim. Oh, the other way will be Kashir. If I had Kavanah, Mulim Arelim. Well, the only thing that can hit is what? Mulim. Arelim is not viable at all, because there's no time. בסוף שחיטה מולין חי לכולה, הקדים העלים למולין עלים חי לכולה, ועבי לכולה עלים ופסלה. So therefore the Gemara wants to understand החיילים at this point. You know what the החיילים is? לשיטתו. According to Rava. שחיטה only goes to the end. Since שחיטה goes to the end, at the last point, only one of those things that came out of his mouth can be תופס. תופס what came out first. He says עלילים, it's considered כולה עלילים. He says Mulin is considered Kula Mulin. And therefore, he's going to split the concept, meaning it's going to depend what was said first and what was said second. So that's the first answer of the Gemara, how to explain Shitat Acherim in this subject. Now, let us just go one more time. Let's go one more time, then I'll take a question. To review the skeleton, we just could be read the Rashi inside, not to review the skeleton of how he deduced all this. We started off bringing the machloket of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir by the case of Temura. The case of Harezi Temurat Ola, Temurat Shilamim. That's a straight up machloket. Rabbi Yosef says it's both. Rabbi Meir says Tfos Leshon, Leshon, and therefore the thing is Ola. To come out a question, I understand the Pashut case. What about a trickier case where it's Hatsi Ola, Hatsi Shalamim? The guy says that. Oh, what's the dilemma? Well, here, it's different in the sense that both can be Hal. Which means, it can be Hal. The animal's big. Therefore, half of it could be Ola, half of it could be Shalamim. So therefore, maybe in that case, the Bimir would agree that it's both. So, Abaye says, yes indeed. In that case, Rabbi Meir will agree that it is indeed both. Rava says, no, doesn't matter. Even where it's shayak to say both, meaning like this case over here, of Hatsi Ola, Hatsi Shalami, Adayin hi mahloket. Good. Rabbi Yehuda argues in that case as well. And therefore, it's Ola. Meaning he said Hatsi Ola, the minute he says Hatsi Ola, the animal goes half Ola, then it just mitpashet, it just spreads out to the whole Qurban, the whole thing is an Ola. And therefore, it's first to show when he said Shalamim means nothing. Good. Rava tried to fortify his sevara by bringing a case where you have Qurban, and the guy's kavana hatsi zayit hutzlazman hatsi zayit hutzlamakom. Oh, again, an item where lekaura you could split it, you could do both, and still Rabbi Yehuda came along in the shita of Rabbi Meir and said tfos leshon rishon, and therefore if the zman came first, it's pigul karet. If the makom came first, there's no pigul and there's no karet.
Why?
Because if makom comes first, the makom is hal. There's no pigul after. Whatever psul comes first, that's the item according to Rabbi Meir. Finished. It's isur, but it's no karet. So therefore, you see, so Rabbi comes along and says, you see, I showed you here that in the Shita of Rabbi Meir, you still say Tfos Neshon Nishon, even when you could say both items. So, good. On that, Abaye comes along, and he refutes Rava's understanding. And he says like this, that your understanding, Rabbi Meir, Eina L'Shita Eila L'Basof. You understand that Shaita happens at the end. And therefore, the Machshava, well, I don't care what he was thinking until the last second, because the whole cutting is Hechsher Mitzvah, it's not a Shaita. Psul Machshava only affects in Avodah. So if you're holding that in the Shaita, in the Besof, so therefore the critical moment is, what was he thinking when the knife started to cut the Kaneh and the Veshet? Now, since the guy had two kavanot simultaneously at that second, meaning the guy's kavanah is chutz lazman, chutz lamakom, and therefore, you're going to tell me, just tfos lashon rishon, the second one just falls away, and finished. I mean, that's not how it's working, that's not the mechanics over here. Really, yeshno l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. And therefore, two machshavot will be able to hal in the Shaita itself, because the Bimeir holds you can make pigul on one siman, therefore split it up, which means the guy starts off with a kavana for the beginning, kavana chutz lazman, right? He has that kavana until what? Till he cuts the first siman of the animal. Then what? You could, in the same avodah, change your kavana to become chutz lamakom, and therefore it'll become chutz lamakom in the second zman, right? That's the second kazai. Now, in this case, the arrow become pigul because the first kavana was what? For pigul. Because Rabbi Meir holds it's possible to mefagel a korban in one siman. And therefore, each siman is considered a separate avodah. And therefore, the first avodah of siman 1 made the pigul. And therefore, the arrow will remain pigul. Now watch, here's the key line. I'm reading now, Pirush. Now the second item, chutz l'makom. Obviously you have to say that Bimir holds that, not like the rabbis, that even though you did another psul, doesn't matter. The rabbis hold to be a pigul, it's got to be pigul throughout. The Bimir doesn't hold like that. Bimir holds, as long as you got a pigul in the beginning, you did another psul afterwards, so what? That you always have to say in Rabbi Meir. Good. So now comes the Gemara and says, and that will be the Sivara according to Rabbi Meir over here. Yeshno l'shchita l'basof. Therefore, when the guy has kavana arelim, when is that kavana hit? That one moment. Arelim mulim. There's no time for the second thing. Tfos lashon rishon, arelim, kula arelim, basur. Mulim arelim, the mulim hits. Therefore it's considered kula, mulim, and kasher. So let's read that inside the Gemara now. Lema kasavre acherim, ena l'shchita ela l'besof, uchde rabba, like rabba, de'ama rabba, adayini machloket, Hilkach higdim mulin arelin. If you put the mulin first, mulin haile, right? The mulin will be hal arelin lo haile. Higdim arelin the mulin arelim haile mulin lo haile. Amar Rava, you change that to Rava with an aleph. Lo, no, don't explain like that. After we just got the whole perus, don't explain like that. We can explain differently. לעולם כסברי אחרים ישנה לשחיטה מתחילה ועד סוף. I can tell you he holds that really שחיטה goes from the beginning until the end. Oh, so if it goes from the beginning to the end, so the כאורה, it should be kasher. Because there's time to have כוונה for both. Meaning you have כוונה for, even if you start עלילים first. You have Siman Nishon for Arelim, Siman Sheni for Mulin, it's a joint Kavanah. Al Mishnah clearly said, joint Kavanah is Kasher. If you hold Yeshnal Shaitam Yachtelah Ve'atzov, it's dual Kavanah. Dual Kavanah for... Why take it first? It's possible to have two Kavanot. It's possible to say two different things. The first mishchita tarav atzov. Therefore, it's to wax. Therefore, I have kavanah the miksat arelim. That's one. And go miksat mulim. It's no tfos lishon nishon. Two of them could be hal. The only time you have to come out tfos lishon nishon is if guy said two things. There's only one could be hal. Take the first line that he said. The only room for one. Here, there's room for both. Oh, so then why is arelim starting pasul? So Gemara explains. V'achir me'askinan, we change the whole dynamic of the case. Kegon shegamar b'libo le'tarvayim. Look at this. In his heart, the guy wanted both. I'm doing it for the mulin, I'm doing it for the arelim. So if you're going to base it in his heart, the korban should be fine. But the only problem was, ben the mulin ben la'arelim, v'hotzi b'fiv la'arelim. But it came out the wrong way. When it came out verbally, he didn't express what was in his heart. He only said the word arelim. Velo speak lomar lemulin ad shirik merat shechita. And he went through the whole entire shechita. He finished the shechita. I was like, hey, mulin, too late. So now the shayla is, what do you follow? Do you follow his heart? If you follow his heart, it's okay. If you follow his what came out of his mouth, it's not okay. So the Gemara says, "Ach the Gemara shechita ba'arelim." Right? The shechita finished with only arelim coming out of his mouth. Uba peligi. Rabbi Meir Sabar, lo ba'inan pi v'livo shavim. You don't need his heart and his mouth to be equal, and therefore you go after what he said. And therefore, since the only thing that came out of his mouth was arelim, even though it came with his heart was different, doesn't matter. Go what he said. Yeah, but it's not the same. It doesn't have to be the same. Too bad. Pay no attention to what he thought about. He said arelim. So that's already a hadith. Different concept. Different concept now. Now the question is, where do you go? You go after the heart? You go after the mouth? So you don't mean it's hadush. You go after the mouth. Arelim. V'rabbanan savri v'ayinam pi v'dibo shavim. And the rabbis will hold, meaning the rabbis of our Mishnah, that don't make a difference. They say no. They say, ba'inan dibo v'pe shavim. And since it's not over here, therefore go after the guy's heart. And what's the guy's heart? The guy's heart was from both. Therefore, it doesn't matter what you came out of your mouth. So long as the heart had both, it's okay. So this is the machloket on a different concept. Gemara rejects this answer. Gemara says, what? Does Rabbi Meir really hold? In a case where the heart was thinking one thing, and the mouth said another thing, then you go after the mouth? I'm going to prove to you that what? That you go after the heart, according to Rabbi Meir. How? What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Amit kavin lomar tiruma. A guy had kavanah in his heart. He had produce in front of him. He had kavanah to say what? Tiruma. To take off tiruma. Ve'amar ma'asir. But the wrong word came out of his mouth. Ma'asir came out of his mouth. Or ma'asir ve'amar tiruma. Or she'eni niknas lebayit zeh. His kavanah was he wants to make a neder. I do not want to enter this specific house anymore. Ve'amar lezeh. she'eni nehene laze, v'amar laze. And he said, he's not walking into another house. I mean, he came out the wrong way. Or, she'eni nehene laze, which means I'm not going to have any hana'a from this guy. That's what he was thinking in his heart. V'amar laze, but he ended up saying the wrong guy. So basically, we're giving you all cases of what? The heart was one way, and the mouth was another way. So the Gemara says, lo amar klum. The Gemara says he said nothing. Meaning, you don't care what he said. You go after the lev. Ad shupiv libo shavin. Now, who's the author of this statement? Well, we have a rule. Stam mishnah Rabbi Meir. So this must be Rabbi Meir. So clearly you see Rabbi Meir holds what? You go with the heart. So therefore, that last answer is rejected. Because the last answer was saying what? The heart said one thing, and the mouth said, Arelim. Right? You go with Arelim. No, the Meir doesn't hold like that. The Meir says that, for example, the guy in his heart was thinking Terumah. He said Maaser. It's Terumah. It is Terumah. No, it's Terumah. You go with the guy at Lo Amar Klum. Meaning his Amirah is nothing. Meaning that he said Maaser is nothing. You go with the heart. So therefore you see the Meir doesn't hold like that. So the answer does not hold. El, I give another answer. El Amar Abaye Resha. The Amar Siman Rishon Lemulin the Siman Sheni Af Darelim. No. We give the case now. New case. Without Yeshnal Shaita Mithaila the Adsov. Meaning Shaita, you could split it, it's from the beginning to the end and all that. And the guy went like this. His kavanah was Siman Rishon the Kane. I want it to be for Mudin, for circumcised. Siman sheni af la'arelim. And the second siman also even for arelim. The besiman sheni, which means in the second siman, name petiche be. Which means in the second siman, it's petiche means me'urab, it's mixed. Meaning when a guy says even for arelim, it's both. So therefore that's kasher. Because the guy's kavana mulin. The first siman v'dais kasher. Second siman afla arelim. Also kasher. You can get both. Good. Petichi b'mulin. Okay. Sefa. But the second case is the amar siman rishon la arelim. He starts off with the first siman for arelim alone. Siman sheni lemulin and the second siman for mulin. The siman rishon halo petichi b'mulin. In the first siman, there's no mixture. It's all for arelim. Rabbi Meir l'tame, so Rabbi Meir is going to say pasul. Why? Because he holds damar mefaglin b'hatsi matir. You're able to make pigul even on one siman. Hatsi matir is half of what can be matir. Means one siman. V'rabbanan l'tamayu damar en mefaglin b'hatsi matir. And the rabbis will say no, pigul cannot be on one siman. And therefore, even if the guy in the first siman was arelim, nothing. And the second siman was for what? Muli kasher. So basically what the Gemara comes out of this last answer is, it's got nothing to do with the Mahlokah of Yeshno Shechita Mithila V'Adsof. That was the first answer. First answer of the Gemara was, it's Yeshna Basof. I'll give you three answers now. Yeshna Basof, and the Bimi'ir is going Tfos Lishon Rishon, because she can only be Tofes Lishon, Lashon Rishon, because she can't have two ma'javot, or two verbal statements that's going to hal together. And therefore, which statement do you take? The first thing that came out of his mouth. And if he said arelim, that's called arelim. No. The Bimi could hold really yishna mitchala v'atzof. Oh, mitchala v'atzof? So therefore, what's the problem? It could be both. It could be arelim, and it could be muli, and therefore it should be kasher. No, because that's not a regular case. We're talking piv and lev is different. Which means, the guy wanted both, but he only said, Arelim. And the Shaita was over. Now where do you go after? So the Gemara told us, Rabbi will say, go after what he said. Why don't you go after what he said? Arelim Pasud. Gemara said, Rabbi doesn't hold like that. In that case, you go after what he was thinking. So reject. Okay. Last answer, the case is talking about, Yishno l'shaita mitayla v'adsov. You can split the Shaita. You could make it into two stages. But you just have to know that there's a machloket important between the Bibir and Hachamim, the Gabe Pigul. how much the animal has to be pigul to be considered pigul. So the bimi behold, even one siman. Even if one siman, you just the shat the kaneh with the kavanah hotzlazman, it's ready pigul, karet, and all that stuff. Hakamim say, no. To make pigul, it's got to be two simanim. So therefore, and we, now, once you know that, let's give the case. The case is talking about where the guy, case number one, where it's kasher to everybody, mulin vel'arelim. What is mulin vel'arelim? Kaneh for mulin. Veshet afla'arelim. Afla'arelim. So then you got mulin vel'arelim, you're fine. It's a mixed kabbalah and everything. And therefore, kasher to everybody. Oh, arelin, and then mulin, meaning arelin in kaneh. Oh, and in veshet mulin. According to the rabbis, you're still kasher. Because that you had kavana for arelim in veshet, there's no kaneh, there's nothing. There's a, you can't posel a korban on one siman. Therefore, it's all considered one item. It's as if you had arelim and mulin together. It's okay. But if it holds, even on one siman, you could posel. Also, therefore, when the guy had kabana for the first siman, arelim, bingo, you're out. And that already siman, you ruined it. And therefore, they're going to hold that the animal will be puzzled. But if you started off with mulin first, and then you said, afla arelim, so therefore, everything's mixed in there. Therefore, according to the bimir, of course, even the bimir will be kasher. So that's basically the third answer, the way the Gemara tried to understand Ahayim. So basically, the skeleton here was just, Ahayim made a statement. His kedush was arelim first, mulim second is pasul. And the Gemara just tried to understand why. Comes the Mishnah. Hashochet the Pesach. A guy slaughters the Korban Pesach. Al Hametz. Oh, but he has Hametz in his possession at the time that he slaughters the Korban Pesach. Over below Tase. He transgresses a negative commandment. Torah says, Lo Tishhat Al Hametz Dam Zevchi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Tamid. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda has a Hadush. He says, not only if you bring the Korban Pesach with Hametz, but even the afternoon Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach. If the Kohen has Hametz in his house at the time that he brings the Korban Tamid, also you get a Lo Ta'aseh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, HaPesach Be'arba'asar Lishmo Hayav. Okay. Erev Pesach, you bring a Korban Pesach Lishmo, Lishem Pesach, that's a legitimate Korban Pesach. Therefore, the rule is going to be like this. So long as the Shechita is legitimate, and you have Hametz in your house, you have a problem. So again, a Pesach, Bismano, Leshem Pesach, everything's valid so far. In that case, you're going to be Hayav, if you have Hametz, because Lo Tishhat. So long as it's a Shechita, and you have Hametz, you have a problem. So again, Rabbi Shimon Omer, a Pesach, Be'arba'a Asar, Leshmo. All the ingredients are fine. Hayav, if you have Hametz in your house. Vishelo Leshmo Patur. A guy comes, not on Erev Pesach. A guy comes Erev Pesach with the Korban Pesach. He designated it for Korban Pesach. A guy says, I'm slaughtering this Lashem Shelamim. Well, on Erev Pesach, that's nothing. That's Pasu. And therefore, is this considered a Shechita that we are? No. Therefore, if he has Hametz in his house, Patur, you don't get a laugh. Because the Shechita is not a valid Shechita. Ushar kol hazivachim. Oh, but all other animals, ben Lishman, ben Shelo Lishman, Patur. On Erev Pesach, any other animal that you bring, let's say you bring a Korban Shelamim on Erev Pesach, whether you bring it Lishma, whether you bring it not Lishma, there is no Isur of Lo Tishchat. Which means, according to the Rabbi Shimon, you can't get Lo Tishchat only by on Erev Pesach, only by Korban Pesach.
Okay.
Ube Mo'ed, but on the holiday, meaning let's say Chol HaMo'ed, where there's no Korban Pesach anymore, Lishmo Patur. Right, if a guy brings now a Korban Pesach, Lishem Pesach, on Mo'ed, nothing. Shaita is not a Shaita, if you had Hametz in your house, you're not over. Shelo Lishmo Hayav. On Chol HaMo'ed, if a guy has a Pesach, and he brings it Lishem Shelamim, what's the deen? it's brought as a shilamim, and therefore it's considered a valid shaita. Since it's a valid shaita, you offer if you had hametz and yam. So the Bishwan makes shiluk between erev Pesach and Pesach. On erev Pesach, the only item that you're going to get a lot of shchat for is a valid korban Pesach that had a valid shaita. Even if you brought other korbanot that were valid, doesn't matter. You're not offer. But on moed, a valid korban with hametz gets you a lav. Ushar kol hazevachim, regarding all other zevachim, for example, God brings a shilamim on chola moed, ben nishman, ben shelo nishman, hayav. Okay. Because bottom line is a good shechita. Chutz min hatat. Except for korban hatat, sheshachato shelo nishma. Because the din is like this. A korban hatat has to be slaughtered nishma. If you don't slaughter a korban hatat lishma, it's pasul. That says hatat hi. It's got to be lishem hatat. So therefore, again, the cloud stays again. As long as the shaita is not valid, you're not over on the isur of lotishchat. So let's review the dinim again of this mishnah. Erev Pesach, you shohet the korban Pesach with hametz in the possession, you're over. Lotishchat. Everybody agrees to that. The Biudah just throws in even the Korban Tamid. That's the Biudah's opinion. Mm-hmm. Even if you, when you're slaughtering the Korban Tamid, if the Kohen has Hametz in his possession, he gets a lav. Good. Erev Pesach, you brought a Korban Pesach, Lashem Korban Pesach, Hayav. You brought a Korban Pesach, Lashem Shilamim, Patur. Why? Lelo Shechita. And not only that, but even if you brought another animal, legitimately, you're not over. It's got to be on Erev Pesach, a Pesach, to be over. However, if you brought on Chol HaMoed a Pesach, the Shem Pesach, it's not a Shaita on Chol HaMoed, it's not the time. You're not over. But if you brought a Pesach, the Shem Shilamim on Chol HaMoed, I have, because it's considered a Shaita. A Pesach, the Shem Shilamim, the Chol HaMoed is Yotzef Shilamim. Therefore, Shaita Re'uya, Hayav. And for that matter, any Korban, by the way, that you bring on Chol HaMoed, because other Korban, you don't need the Shema. Whether you bring it Nishma, whether you bring it not Nishma, bring a regular Shilamim, and you have Hamed in your possession, or they accept a Korban Hatat. Because Korban Hatat needs Nishma. If you're not Nishma by Korban Hatat, invalid. Therefore you're not over. That's Shitat Rabbi Shimon. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Le'olam enu hayav ad shiyehe hametz leshohet o lezorek. Let's work on these two. You're not chayav on this lav unless one of two people have the hametz, either the shohet, that's the one that's slaughtering the korban, or even the zorek, mean the one that's sprinkling the blood, meaning the kohen that's sprinkling the blood. If he has hametz in his possession, you also have it. Now, where do you get that from? The pasuk says, I'll tell you now. It says lo tishchat al hametz. Now you tell me the zorek. So the Rashi on the bottom line tells you, last line, Lizorek, Hadam Dizlika Name Itrabibi Mechilta Midam Zivachecha. You have a ribui from the word Dam Zivachecha to teach you even the Dam is subject. Now, the Rashi before that, very important, Shitat Rashi. Just read the last words of that Rashi. The Im Yesh Le'ehad Mehen Kulan Ovrin. That she holds, if one of these guys has Hamid, the Shohet, the Zorek, that's it, everybody's over it. The whole group gets a lab. But you ruin it for everybody. Wow. Now, there's a third person that can ruin it for everybody, Gemara Na'amud Bet, or Le'ehad B'bnei Habura, or one of the guys in the group. Yeah, one of the eaters, one of the group, right? One of the owners, one of the minuim. Which again is a hadush, which means you have one guy in the group has hametz's possession, the whole group now is over. That is Shitat Rashi. Okay?
In his house?
Well, we're going to see. That's a machloka where the hametz has to be. We'll see that in a second. So that, first of all, as I told you, is Shitat Rashi. However, there is a great machloket amongst the Rishonim over here. Tosfot argues, and Tosfot says, only the shohet is hayav. However, the rest of the Havura is going to be patur, because they're not shohatim. Which means, whoever has the Hametz will get the shohet incriminated according to the Safot. But it's not a collective Isur. Okay, now. And some want to say that, no, the group, if one guy has Hametz, everybody gets an Isur. But the Malkut is only given to the guy that does a Maaseh. Who does the Maaseh? Either the Shohet or now the Zorek. Okay, so that's the difference she taught over here. So we have that she says everybody's all there. Tosfot wants to say no. Could be everybody will get an Isur, but the Malkut only goes to the guy that did the Maaseh. Okay. Now, where is this Hametz? Where is this Hametz? That was the question. So the Gemara says, top line, Ve'ad she'yehe imo ba'azara. The Hametz has got to be in his pocket, meaning in the Azara with him. Which, any of the guys over here, the Shohed, the Zorek, the Habura, to incriminate them, he's got to have the Hametz with him on site, on location. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, not to be in the Hazara, it could be even in his house. So the Gemara says, what's the Mahlokan over here? Meaning, why does one say it's got to be in the Hazara, one says even in his house? So the Gemara says, Ili ma be'al besamuch kamepalge. It says the Pasuk, lo teshchat al hametz. What does the word al hametz mean? Now, if you learn the word al means close to Hametz, because al can mean samuch, that means you got to have the Hametz on location, at the Azara. If you say no, the word al doesn't mean close, it means with. Therefore, even in your house. So it could be that's the machloket over here. The machloket is how to interpret the word al. So the Gemara says, the machloket is how do you interpret the word al, meaning to mean besamuch. The Rabbi Shimon ben Akish said al besamuch. The Bishmon says, yeah, al means close. Therefore, you only aver if the guy has the Hametz in the Azara. The Rabbi Yohanan says, lo ba'inan al besamuch. You don't need that. Al does not mean besamuch. Even if the Hametz is in his house. The Gemara says, that's the machloket? Can't be. Why? That if they go ba'had azimna. Because they had this machloket already. Which means, we know this shita already. Why? What does it say? Which means you don't have to tell me the same machloket twice. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Hashochet toda. Now we know you bring a korban toda to Beit HaMikdash. 40 loaves come with the korban toda. Korban toda is animal and loaves of bread. Now, the law is like this. The law is like this. You designate the bread. It's 40 loaves. 30 of them are hametz, 10 of them are matzah. So you designate these loaves over here now. You say, this is for my korban toda. At that point, they just have what's called kiddushat damim. Their value is sanctified. Nafkamina, if they became tameh, no problem. Just redeem them with the money and take different ones. Once you bring the korban, now they elevate. Now they have korban status. Now those loaves are considered kedushat haguf. They become tameh. You gotta burn it. No more pidyon anymore. Different madrigot over there. Nafkamina also like a bit tumah. Something that's kiddushat damim, if the tabul yom touches it, will not metamir on a certain level. But if it's kiddushat aguf, the tabul yom can be posed. Different levels. Okay, now, the question is like this. When the korban is brought, korban toda, the bread of the korban toda has to be in a certain area to receive kiddushah. If it's outside Jerusalem, for example, the kiddushah does not hal on the bread. So the question is going to be, how far could the bread be and still maintain kiddushat aguf? At the time that the korban todah was brought, where does the bread have to be considered kadosh like a korban? We actually have a machloket over here. Now we read inside. Ditnan. Hashochet todah lifnim. You made the korban todah lifnim in the Beit HaMikdash where you're supposed to. Now, this word over here, we have it velachoma. But it's supposed to be read velachma. Right? And it's bread. Okay? And it's bread chutz lachoma. The bread was outside the wall. Lo kiddesh aleichem. the lechem does not become kadosh. My chutz lechoma. Chutz lechoma what? Which wall? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chutz lechomat bet pageh. Bet pageh is another way of saying Jerusalem. Meaning, if it's outside the wall of Jerusalem, not kadosh. Aval chutz lechomat ta'azara, kadish. But if it's outside the walls of the Azara, meaning it's not on site, it's still kadosh. So you see, the Yohanan holds, it doesn't have to be close. Now, did it say the word al by Korban Todah? Yes, it says the word. What did it say by Korban Todah? What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, al zevach hatodah halot. Okay, the pasuk says, al zevach hatodah halot. With the Zevach Todah of the Todah, it's what? Halot. Al. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, Al doesn't mean it's got to be right there. It just can't be far away. But it doesn't have to be on location. So long as it's not outside the walls of Yerushalayim, the bread can become Kadosh. Ve'lo ba'inan al besamuch. It doesn't have to be right there. V'reshtabi Shimon Lakish Amar, afidu chutz lechomat ta'azara lo kadish. He says, even if those breads are not on the Azara, means they're outside the walls of the Beit HaMikdash itself, they're not kadosh. Why? Because he learns al means samuch. Al ma ba'inan al besamuch. So therefore the Gemara says, if the Gemara is telling us, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish were arguing by the case of the Hametz, by Korban Pesach. Obviously if they're arguing, they're coming to me Hiddush. If you tell me their Hiddush was the al Hiddush, the al besamuch Hiddush, we know that already. They taught that to us already by Korban Todah. I don't need two different examples to teach me the al besamuch rule. So therefore, we're back to the question then. What is the machloket between Yohanan Shlakish and Gabbai Hametz? Where one rabbi says it's got to be in the Azara, and the other rabbi says no, even in the house. Ela be'atra'at safek kamepalgeh. Their argument is in Hatra'at Safek. Now we know in order to give a guy Malkut for a Lot Ta'aseh, you got to give him a warning. However, it's got to be a definitive warning. Which means you have to know that the guy's doing the Isur, and therefore you have to warn him accordingly. Which means like this. You're going to go now tell the guy who's standing in the Azara. Now, listen, be careful. If you have Hametz in your house, you're going to be all there if you bring this Qurban. What type of warning is that? You don't know if he has Hametz in his house. That's called Hatra'at Safek. That's considered a valid Hatra'ah. Or according to Tosfot, he says a little differently. Tosfot understands why it's Hatra'at Safek. Even if the guy has Hametz in his house, at that point when you're warning him, you don't know if it was eaten, if it was burnt. You don't know what you're warning him on. However, when the guy's standing there in the Azara with a loaf of bread, you know, you're telling the guy, hey, listen, don't bring the Qurban with that bread. So, and that'll be the Mahloket. Which means, the Shlakish that says it's got to be in the Azara, he'll say, this Hatra'at Safek doesn't work. You have to have a strong Hatra'at. And Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, nah, even if it's in his house, even such a weak hatra'at safek works. Gemara says, behanameh hapeligihad azimna. Well, they taught that to us already also, their opinions. Why? The itmar, we have a case. Shivu'a she'ochal kikar zehayom. A guy made a shivu'a. I swear, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Okay, so he's bound by the shivua. If he doesn't eat this kikar by the end of the day, he's over. The avar hayom velo achla. Oh, the day passed, he didn't eat. So he was over on, he made a shivua. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlakish, have a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlakish. The Amri Tarvayu, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlakish, the Amri Tarvayu, eno loke. Everybody agrees, you don't get makut in this case. Even though he was over on going against a shivua, which is a lot of in the Torah, you don't get malkut. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in order to get malkut, you got to do an action. Exactly. Over here, how do you transgress? It's passive. You don't get malkut. Which means the hatra'a was not the reason over here. Even though at the time that they gave the hatra'a was safek. You tell the guy, listen, I'm warning you. Make sure you eat. Maybe I'm going to eat. What are you warning me? He said, at the time that you're warning me, it's not a definite warning that I'm making any suit. So he says, by the way, that wasn't the item over here. The hatra'a was a good hatra'a. You know why he's not getting the malkut? So you see what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, hatra'a safek sheme hatra'a. The Rabbi Shimon Lakish omit eno loke. Mishum da'avid hatra'a safek. He although that's the reason. The reason why you're not getting my Google is not that it's a fake. You don't know if the guy's going to be over at the time you're giving my tra. My tra is a fake. Moshe my tra. Aval. Lav shem b'maaseh lokin alav. But it's a kishos from the lav shem b'maaseh you give him. So therefore, it's the opposite of Gemara. But what do you see? They're arguing in hatat safek or not. So again, the Gemara is saying, what's the machloket by the Hametz case? You tell me, oh, it's the al besamuch issue. We know that already by Korban Todah. Oh, you tell me that's a fake issue? We know that already by the case of Shavua. So the Gemara says, Amre le'olam be'al b'samuch kamepligi. The machloket is al b'samuch. V'tzericha. And I need both cases. I need the case of Pesach with the Chametz, and I need the case of Korban Todah. Now, the e ifrigu le'enyan Chametz, because if they only had the machloket by Chametz, Hava mina ba who de kamar Rabbi Yochanan de lo bain an al besamuch. Over there, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to have it on campus. The hametz by the azara mishub di isuru. Because bottom line, the Torah is telling you can't have hametz in your possession. Dechol hecha di ite. Well, do I care where it is? Aval le'nyan mikdash lechem. But maybe in order to make the bread of the korban to that sanctify, lo kadish ela b'fnim. Maybe I'll tell you it's got to be in the Beit Hamikdash area. Emma model Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish the bain and al besamuch. Maybe he'll hold that. What? It's got to be besamuch. Why? Di ite gavai kadish. If it's inside, it'll be kadosh. Ilo lo kadish. Similar to what? Midi davi a kli sharet. Just like a kli sharet. When you put, let's say, you have a kli sharet of vessels of the Beit Hamikdash. To be kadosh, where does the stuff have to be? In the kli sharet. So I'll say same sevara. Maybe for stuff to be kadosh, it's got to be in the Azara. Tosfot even says further. Even if you put stuff in the Kli Sharet, only if the Kli Sharet is in the Azara. So therefore, could be, if only had one case, if only had the Pesach case, I'd say, by Pesach, he don't care al besamuch. The Torah don't have Hametz in your possession. What do I care if it's over there, it's over there. Definitely even in the house. But maybe when it comes to Korban Todah, maybe Rabbi Haram will tell me, no, there, for the bread to become Kadosh, it has to be, close. Kamasmalan, even in that case, it doesn't have to be in the Azara. Which means even if it's outside of the walls of the Azara, so long as it's within the walls of Jerusalem, it's going to be Kadosh. That's why you need both cases. Now we go the other way. Siddiqa. V'yashme'inan l'yan mikdash lechem. Now go the other way. If you only told me the case of Toda. Ha'vamina be'ach kamar b'shimam melakish d'beinan al b'samuch. I think in that case, the shtakish holds that the lechem has to be in the Azara samuch. Tiita gavai kadish, because if it's inside, it'll be kadosh. Ilo lo kadish. Aba lenyan hametz, model Rabbi Yochanan. But maybe when it comes to hametz, we'll agree to Rabbi Yochanan that what? De lo ba'inan al besamuch de surahu. Because it's isur, vechol hecha de ite. Sericha. Therefore, you need that case as well. So basically, what the Gemara is coming to tell me, bottom line reason, what's the root mahloket between the shakish, Rabbi Yochanan, does the hametz have to be in the azara or not? Root machloket is how to learn the word al. Meaning, the shakish says al, lo tishchat al chametz, means do not slaughter the korban pesach when the chametz is close. Meaning, ba'azara. Outside the azara, you're not over. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Al? That doesn't mean samuch. Which means it can be anywhere. Yeah, but you taught us that already. You taught us that by korban todah. Meaning, the le'im of the korban todah, the shakish says, it's only kadosh if it's ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan, because it also says in the Pasuk, Al Zeva HaTodah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, as long as it's not outside Yerushalayim. Oh, we need the Mahloka twice? You must know you need the Mahloka twice, because I would have thought differently in each case. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.